It's Ember Friday in Advent. Welcome to today's AdventCast. This is Father John Zilsdorf. Continuation of the Holy Gospel according to Luke. At that time, Mary arose and went with haste into the hill country to a town of Judah. And she entered the house of Zachary and saluted Elizabeth. And it came to pass, when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary, that the babe in her womb leapt. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit and cried out with a loud voice, saying, Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And how have I deserved that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For behold, the moment that the sound of your greeting came to my ears, the babe in my womb leapt for joy. And blessed is she who has believed, because the things promised her by the Lord shall be accomplished. And Mary said, My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. From Advent to Epiphany by Father Patrick Troadec. Today's Gospel is that of the visitation of the Blessed Virgin to her cousin Elizabeth. In this account, the date that St. Luke gives is vague. The direction of the journey is given very broadly. It is in the mountains, in a town of the tribe of the kingdom of Judah. The only characteristic underlined in this journey is that Mary is hurrying. Mary went with haste. We can see here the promptness with which she submits to the will of God. As soon as the Holy Ghost invites her to bring help to her cousin, the Blessed Virgin immediately sets about doing so. Doubtless, she would have preferred to remain alone in Nazareth to savor peacefully the presence of Jesus in her womb, but she does not seek her own interest. Her guide, her beacon, her compass is the will of God. It takes 4 to 5 days of walking to carry out this long journey from Nazareth to Ain Karim, a little town situated about 7 kilometers from Jerusalem. What comes of the exchange of those words full of humility and faith between the Blessed Virgin and Saint Elizabeth when Mary reaches her cousin's house? John the Baptist leaps with joy in the womb of his mother, and it came to pass that when Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, the infant leapt in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost. Enlightened by the Spirit of God, Elizabeth understands the cause of this miraculous leaping. The child has just been sanctified, purified of the original stain, just as the angel had predicted to Zachary. Here begins the testimony of St. John, who is already fulfilling his role as precursor in revealing the Savior to his mother. In seeing these two mothers of families bearing in them Jesus and St. John the Baptist, I wish today, O my God, to pray for mothers so that they might be a model of virtues for each of their children, and that they might help their children answer their vocation.